This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Qawi. Last week we learned about Al-Mateen and we mentioned that Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen come together identifying the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-strong, the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is perfect in strength. Al-Qawi, the one who is perfect in strength. Or we can simply translate it with one word and say the strong, or the most strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Qawi, this is mentioned in the Qur'an multiple times in different forms, but his name comes as Al-Qawi 9 times in the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most strong, the most powerful. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ, as he says. He is the all-strong, the mighty. Now when we look at the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only strong, al-mateen, strong, that strength is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi, as in nothing is too difficult for him. So it shows that he is ultimately strong and nothing is too difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, al-qawi. Now let's look at some examples of the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the one who is the most strong, clearly he can do lots of things. When you and I think of strength, we usually think of physical strength in our arms, in our body, in our back, in our legs, right? We think of brain power sometimes, strength in our minds and strength in our body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's strength encompasses every single thing. A few of the examples, and there are so many examples, but we'll take a few for the sake of, you know, the time that we have. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped his prophets through the challenges that they went through. Like, think of someone being swallowed by a whale and coming out of the belly of the whale, and your body is harmed, right? Your skin, because of the acids in the belly of the whale, your skin is hurting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides that plant, right, for his Prophet alayhi salam to rub on his body to soothe his skin. Think of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes to Ta'if, and the people of Ta'if, they are chasing him out and throwing stones at him. And the angels come to him saying that they've been given the command from Allah, if he wishes, he can just destroy them. Right? He can destroy the people of Ta'if by crushing them with the mountains that surround them. Ta'if in itself is up elevated in the mountains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can easily do this. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuses. He says, no, I hope that from their descendants there will be those who believe. Now this shows the strength and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. That he can destroy a people and has no issues with it. But when his Prophet needs help, his Prophet puts his trust, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something even better. Because he knows and trusts that Allah, as Al-Qawi, he can do something better than simply crushing and destroying these people. From those who hated him, who hated Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their descendants were people who believe. That shows the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might, that he actually has the control of the hearts of people as well. And this is why we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي وَقُلُوبُنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who can change the hearts. For we believe today, we might have strength of iman today within us, and we feel strong. I'm a believer, I'm strong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately is controlling our hearts. And he may make it that we love something else and we go towards something else. And Allah provides for us in worldly matters. And we become distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it leads to our destruction. Another example of the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he maintains the earth, he maintains the skies and all that is within them. Like, think of yesterday, subhanAllah. How much rain did we get? Imagine if all that rain, before turning into snow, came down as snow. I'm not in control. You're not in control. None of us is in control. But Al-Qawi was in control. Now, not only was, is. Now that the rain turned into snow, look at how much snow we got. But we also think of it as, wait a second, what is the purpose of this snow? Right? I was shoveling the snow this morning and my neighbor came out and he was with one of his friends and his friend was joking around. He says, I see that it's better to continue living in a condo than it is to buy a house, because if you live in a condo, you don't have to shovel this snow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawi, he knows. Another aspect of his strength is that he provides. The snow that we get here now, doesn't it feed our waterways? That water, doesn't it feed our plants and the agriculture throughout the summer? Doesn't it feed us? Don't we enjoy a nice long hot shower? Right? We enjoy it. There are places. every single Friday because it's Jumu'ah, it's the Eid of the week, right? They don't want to treat you today to your favorite restaurant. You turn to Al-Qawi in dua. You turn to Al-Qawi in dua. When you feel like your parents are never listening to you, and what you're saying or what you're voicing to them is true and right. Baba, it's Eid. It's the Eid of the week. Mom, come on, let's take a break. Don't cook today, right? Or if your dad's the one that cooks, mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah bless him with the highest level of paradise. Ameen. None of the brothers are saying ameen. This is an indication of the fact that we need to cook more, right? If our fathers, right, are taking that break, or the mother is taking that break, and the children are saying, Mama, Baba, it's Eid of the week, let's just enjoy ourselves, let's order something, let's, you know, dine out or dine in or whatever it is. Let's celebrate the week for the sake of Allah, because it's Jumu'ah. And your parents are like, no, we wait till Eid al-Fitr is coming, you got to fast 30 days first. Tell them, no, Al-Qawi will answer my dua. And you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you give them that example that I will make dua to Al-Qawi, because today I learned this in the khutbah, your parents might feel something in their heart that, you know what, I'll bring my son and daughter for Jumu'ah every week. They're learning the deen. This is good, alhamdulillah. And they feel that they want to give to you, so they order for you every Friday. Right? You never know. And the same goes for the adults when we feel stuck. Right? And the guys, mashallah, right? They're shaking their heads. When we feel stuck, when we feel like we lose our job, when we feel as though our children are disobeying us. Now the children listen up again, right? They're disobeying us. They're growing up in a society we fear for their future. Turn to Al-Qawi and ask from him. Ask from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every single one of us to learn and understand the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when something bad happens, we usually hear and we are taught to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, right? There are some times where people feel the need to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But they say it at a time where a musibah, a calamity happens. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power or might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This phrase, this statement, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to say it over and over as much as we can. This is not a negative thing or not something that we say when something bad happens. We don't wait for a calamity to say this. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is something that should roll off of our tongues. There is no power and no might except with Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah frequently, for it is from the treasures, it is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. Saying la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. When someone gives you a treasure, doesn't it help you? Isn't it wealth? Isn't it a provision? Isn't it something that raises you in status? Doesn't it make you happy? Doesn't it make you feel good? Can't you use it towards benefiting yourself and others? Yes, that's what a treasure is. And so the more we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, we are affirming that Allah will always come through for us. And we are always putting our trust in Him, that we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal Al-Qawi all the time. And we ask from Him in everything that is going on in our lives before something even happens. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. The believer that is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer that is weak. He then continues to say, the hadith continues on, and he says, but there is goodness in both. But for the sake of the example, the believer that is strong is better and more beloved to Allah than the believer that is weak. That teaches us that we need to be strong, not only physically, but spiritually. We need to be strong physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. We need to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the believer that is strong, as I said last week, may be buff and tough and rough, but cannot even push their blanket off of them at the time of Fajr. And a believer might be financially wealthy, but never gives in sadaqah, never even pays their zakah. So my brothers and sisters, be strong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strengthen your iman, constantly say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and you will see goodness will come to you more and more and more. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana salihan ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who are the strongest of believers of our time. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who stand strong for the sake of you, for your sake and your sake alone. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to turn to you through dua, calling upon you of the beautiful names that you have, using them correctly and wisely. Ya Allah, please bless all of our children with the ability to enjoy every single Friday as a Eid from the week that they have in their life. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to understand the importance of celebrating this deen for our children and ourselves, and being proud and happy and honest with you and with our family members. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wal ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ad'uhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allah akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Aqimussalah.
Allahu Akbar.